Kitchen Garden by Ayla. 2 weeks ago, we went to the kitchen garden. We went to the teas. We also had to be very quiet because we were meant to be in class working. We bought iPads to take photos, watering cans to water the plants, and obviously we bring seeds. When we got there, we got the rainbow gloves and put them on our hands. When everyone had gloves on, Mrs. Veery picked some people to pick out the dead things that used to be scrumptious. When we pulled out all the dead things, Mrs. Veery got the plants. We all lined up and Mrs. Veery picked out 4 or 5 people that had gloves on. They digged a hole and carefully got out the plants out of the tub. Then some other people put the plants in the hole. We took photos, heaps. We watched them for a little while. We were very proud with ourselves. Each and everyone was really proud of themselves. We are going to watch them grow. After, we are going to eat them.
The School Disco by Ivy. Last Saturday, it was the school disco. Most of the kids in Room 6 went and it was themed crazy colours. There was 2 bubble machines and lots of happy loud music. Everybody there was wearing their funkiest crazy coloured outfits, and there was also a massive disco ball. It was the biggest disco ball I've ever seen, and the lights made everything shine. The bubble machine was my personal favourite, followed by the funky, loud music and those rainbow coloured lights. That was really the best finishing touch.
Australian Animal Celebration by Tilly. Last term, the week before it ended, our whole class had our Australian Animal Celebration. We all dressed up in animal costumes from home and waited for our parents. A few weeks before the real day, we had been working hard on jokes, cahoots, lines to say out loud to the parents, worksheets, but our most valuable piece was the photo booth that we had made out of a fridge box and decorated it with streamers and fun little things like that. When our parents left, we read their feedback. They really loved what we had presented.